Table track one.
Hi, my name is Bob Branco. I don't know how you feel about this, but I believe that in many instances, society is making our population frightened. I'm not saying that any of you are frightened specifically. I'm speaking in general terms. Every time I hear the news, we can't do this anymore. We can't do that anymore. We're not supposed to say this. We're not supposed to say that. We're not supposed to do this. We're not supposed to hug in class. We're not supposed to kiss little girls' hands. We're not supposed to play tag anymore at recess. I'm not going to bring up all the examples. I only have time to bring up two or three. Let's start out with what happened in a local elementary school. Well, I say local. It was an elementary school in the United States. And you can read about this, by the way, in my book called Weighing Things Up, Essays on Trends, Technology, and Present-Day Society. I have an essay there about what I'm going to talk about. You have a six-year-old boy. I'm assuming he was brought up well by loving parents. He's an innocent kid. He loves people. He loves teachers. He probably loves school. I don't know about anything else. I just know what I know. And one day in class, he decided to kiss a little girl's hand. Something that I'm sure many of us did when we were six. And why did we do it? I guess we did it because it was a kind gesture. It was an act of fondness. I would say that's what it was. Wouldn't you agree? Well, when this little boy kissed the little girl's hand, authorities at that school had different ideas. They decided at first to charge this poor little boy with sexual harassment. Sexual harassment. The kid probably doesn't even know what it is or how to spell it. Can you imagine?
I'm charged with what? How do you spell that?
It doesn't matter if you can spell it or not, Sonny. You're being charged with it.
Sexual harassment because he kissed a little girl's hand. Thank God later on the charges were dropped to inappropriate behavior, I think it was. Nonetheless, why should he have been charged at all? What did he do wrong? I would like to know what he did wrong. This type of thing is one example. There are many, folks, many examples, as I pointed out at the beginning of this podcast, as to what society is doing. Here is another one, and again, you'll find this in an essay of Weighing Things Up, Essays on Trends, Technology, and Present-Day Society, which, by the way, you can find on my website, which is www.dldbooks.com/Robert Branco/. You had a favorite teacher once, I'm sure you have, okay? You've had teachers that you liked, teachers that you loved, teachers that you probably despised. But let's talk about the teachers that you loved. When you were children, did you have a pet name for your teacher? Did you ever call your teacher cute, pretty, dear? I don't know. I'm just throwing names out there. I don't know what you called your teacher. But I think you know where I'm coming from right now, okay? If you loved your teacher and say you were 9 years old, you might pay your teacher a compliment. And at the time, you did it out of the kindness of your heart, and your teacher was very happy that you felt that way about her. Am I correct? Well, recently, a 9-year-old boy was in class, and he loved his teacher. You know, thought his teacher was great. That's nice, by the way, when you think your teacher is great. It makes you want to go to school all the more when you think your teacher is great. So here he was in school, and he happened to say to his teacher, "You're cute." Okay. I'm going to assume that he meant it. That he meant his teacher was cute. Well, here come the authorities again. They didn't think it was so good. They suspended the little boy for calling his teacher cute. I have a question for these authority figures. A very simple question. What would they rather have had the boy call his teacher? A moron? An idiot? He called her cute. At 9 years old, you probably mean what you say. And teachers know this. I'm sure the teacher said thank you very much. But no, the kid wasn't supposed to say that. I don't remember how long his suspension was, but he did get suspended for calling his teacher cute. I am concerned about this country 50, 75, or even 100 years down the road. As I said, society is making us frightened. I mean generally. I don't mean any one of you necessarily. I mean generally speaking. Because all of a sudden, every time we turn around, we can't do this, we can't do that. We could be sued. And to encourage society, you have these commercials on television which talk about how you could get such and such a side effect from a colonoscopy or for this or for that, and you can sue. That only reinforces my argument. It only reinforces my fear. And the thing is, if we become a frightened population because all of a sudden we have to be on our toes or have eyes in the back of our head, how are we going to continue to become a strong leader in the world? My name is Bob Branco. Thanks for listening.